there's people that love me, and that's really nice. And I feel that, and I feel it, and it's really nice, and I respect it. But people misunderstand that relationship quite a bit. They don't necessarily. What was the word you used? They believe. Yeah, they don't necessarily believe in me. They believe in themselves, or they believe. You know, Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth once said that people pay to see people believe in themselves. And I think that that's a very true statement. And one of the things I really think is going on there is that, it's just like with people claiming that a piece of music makes them feel this way. Like, I think that the opposite is probably true, that they have that feeling, and the piece of music allows them to recognize it. And so when people, I feel very flattered that people put me at the center of it, and I certainly, you know, I enjoy that. That's nice, but I think I have to be really rational about it and remember that it's coming from them. The thing I bristle at is this idea that artists or musicians or people that are creative suffer more than anybody else. I think that is patently false. I think everybody suffers. I think this world is, kind of built on how well you cope with your suffering and how well you transcend it and move past it and what you learn from it. And I'm no different than anybody else in that regard. You know, I just kind of try and keep moving.